5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA.
And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senior that's good stuff. I'd have no reason to stay.
Adios and via con Dios. Well, thank you, Zach. Brown Band. I'm sure the tequila's rolling tonight.
Enjoy your Memorial Day 3-day weekend.
23 more days until Father's Day, 38 more days until the 4th of July, and we get another holiday. Now you have to think ahead. Now I'm thinking ahead of all of these things because, you know, I always get confused with the vacation days and then what are holidays? What are holidays versus vacation days? So I went through my calendar, my workday calendar. Everything, I think everybody can relate to this now, you know, with companies and corporations, you got to use workday. Doesn't every company use that? I think they do.
I think so.
Yeah. So I went through and I was like, okay, well, you know, I've got these vacation days. So rather than take weeks at a time or a week or two, and you can't really do two or just a week. So I'm going to take out a day before the Friday and then the Monday. Does that make sense? So why am I telling you this? Because people, you should do it too. Think ahead. Don't wait until the middle of June to do it. Am I right? I mean, you know, there's a method to my madness, I guess. All right. I just like to be organized. Let me see. Lots going on here with Memorial Day and some Memorial Day things that are happening. Don't annoy people. Let's see here. One out of three people has ruined their date by talking politics. Do you think? And don't do this when you're at a dinner party. I think we could put both of these together. So the five most annoying things when you host a dinner party or you're at one. Well, five, and then the single person who starts ranting about how terrible it must be to be married. Yeah, there's that. Having a weird dietary restriction that affects all the cooking. And then after all that, they don't eat what you made for them anyway. Then 3 weeks later, suddenly they've decided they're not vegan anymore. I don't know. But not finishing their food because you don't like it. Okay. Showing up empty-handed.
Taste-free.
I know. I was just at a dinner party, and I was the only one that brought the bottle of wine. It's gauche not to show up with something, isn't it?
You did the right party? Thing. Hostess gift or host gift.
Yeah. And the same thing happened at a Christmas party. I showed up, and they had all the drinks, but I took them a box of chocolates. Yeah. Okay, I'm a good boy. Getting too drunk at the dinner party. You don't want to be that person. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I just am very, very cautious of doing that because I go into the narrative because of what I do for a living. Anybody here surprised? Yes, do not go. Drex, don't go into the narrative. Yes, that's when the other half gives me the foot. Kicks me under the table. Don't go into the narrative. Okay, I won't. All right. Calm down. Just put ginger ale in his champagne glass. Yeah, I know. And don't talk politics. It's really contentious now, isn't it? I mean, It doesn't matter who you're for. If you're for Trump, that's good. And if you're for the other side, and you, well, I don't know. I think all of us liberals are confused. We don't know what we want. But yeah, either. I don't think it's a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah. I just went home to Pennsylvania and when we were having dinner, and you just can't get into that conversation. It's just not a good place to go. All right. And then let me pick your dates the way you picked your cable news network. Only deal with people whose politics line up with yours. Oh, well, that's a good thing. Yeah, if they're watching CNN, then they're okay for us. Well, the problem with this is, I have to tell you the truth. I watch Fox all the time because a couple reasons. First of all, you know, I want to see what the other side's thinking and what they're doing because I don't drink the Kool-Aid. But in some respects, I do because, and I say this all the time, Fox is number one because they are so well produced. Nobody compares. Do you agree with that, Lynn?
Yep.
Lynn's my producer tonight.
It's entertaining.
Right.
It's not always factual, but it's always entertaining.
No. I mean, I don't drink the Kool-Aid, but okay, enough about that. If you're grilling this weekend, Delish.com put out some suggestions because, you know, I know that everybody thinks they know how to use the grill, but there's some warnings coming from the government. Are mistakes that we make on the grill. And don't you always put the man in charge of the grill? I mean, that's his thing. Don't use too much lighter fluid. Yes, put newspaper under the charcoal, and that should get it started. And then you need to let the charcoal burn for about 30 minutes. Otherwise, I've been to barbecues before where they screwed this up and they put the stuff on too soon, and then the hamburgers taste like lighter fluid. Bad thing. Make sure the grill is super hot, especially for steak. Now, this is good advice because you want to sear the outside. And if you cook slowly with the lid down, you basically end up steaming the steaks and it dries them out. Now, that's a good one to know. Note. Yeah.
No, that's right. You want to sear the outside.
Right.
And also you want to let the steak rest once you take it off the heat, because then the juices
very good
develop.
Exactly. Don't move your meat around too much. Now let's get back to the grill. All right. Let it sit for about 4 minutes after you get to it. Don't poke it.
Woohoo!
Now let's get back to the grill. Don't make all the juices leak out. Now let's get back to the grill. All right. Don't cook too many things at once. For instance, here's something actually I did not know. If you cook two types of meat at the same time, the flavors end up transferring. And, and if the entire grill is full, obviously you can't move things around where they need to be. So if you're doing like pork chops and steak, they interfere with each other. They'll cancel each other out. What would that be like? I don't know. I don't think I've done two at once. Okay, I think that's enough of that. Oh, well, we're speaking about food. Before we get into the silliness of the stupid news and Johnny Depp and all of that garbage, and we will. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. We have a junk food Drexplosion. Get ready. Who's ready to get chubby and happy this summer? Here we go. I've got a ton of new junk food coming your way, and it's my duty to keep you on top of all of it. So check this out. Olive Garden just rolled out a spaghetti pie. It looks like a big slice of cheesecake, only it's made with noodles and tons of cheese, and it comes in two flavors, meatball deep dish and chicken Alfredo. Yum!
Ew.
Are you vegetarian?
No.
Oh, okay. Karen is. Karen's rolling her eyes. All right. There's a new flavor of Oreos coming out next week, blueberry pie. I don't know about that. I like blueberry. I like blueberry pie. I don't know about my Oreos. They use graham cracker cookies and blueberry cream, but they'll only be available at Target. Oh, so they have the direct exclusive on that. What else? Fruity Crisp Oreos are also rolling out next week. Well, you know what this is? They're getting back at Trump for picking on them. Trump's been picking on Oreo for months now because I think they're making a lot of their stuff out of the country. And that's just not right. I would agree with Trump on that. They use graham cracker cookies and vanilla cream with little pieces of cereal that look suspiciously, I would say suspiciously like generic fruity pebbles mixed in. They'll be on sale at grocery stores, so that's not just a Target thing. Fruit Crispy Oreos. That sounds gross to me. New white chocolate Twix bars are coming out in October. I like that. And finally, Mars just announced that hazelnut Snickers are coming in December. Ooh, but they'll still have peanuts inside. The hazelnuts are mixed in with the chocolate. Yummy-licious. All right. Let's take a break, and then we're going to get to the trash. That's coming up next on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show. Now back to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we get to talk about Johnny Depp now.
If Donald Trump is elected president of the United States, in a kind of historical way, it's exciting because we will see the actual last president of the United States.
Not very nice. And he was just on the beginning. Well, I guess it was Monday night. He was plugging Alice in Wonderland, and which, by the way, so-so, says Tim Sika. The CGI is over the top. So unless you're down with all of that, the looking glass thing, you know.
I'm going to do this everywhere I go. I would really like to apologize for not smuggling my dogs into England, because it would have been a bad thing to do.
That's the least of his problems now. So here's what's going on, and this is from People.com. In court filings today, Amber Heard claims that Johnny Depp hit her with a cell phone, pulled her hair, and screamed at her last Saturday night, and was abusive to her throughout their 15-month marriage. They've only been married for 15 months. I mean, you know, and then that big mess in Australia, I didn't even know who Amber Heard was until she had to make that apology to get the hell out of Australia and get their teacup Yorkies out of the country. They were going to euthanize them, for God's sakes, because they didn't follow the rules. They've got to be quarantined. Would have been a horrible thing because they were being, I don't know, I guess above the law. Anyway, so in court documents obtained by People, Heard, who's 30 now, who filed for divorce from Depp on Monday, was granted temporary restraining order against Depp on Friday. Today, chronicles two separate accounts in which she says Depp physically abused her, including the night that the cops were called and she suffered a black eye. During the entirety of our relationship, Johnny has been verbally and physically abusive to me, she claims in the documents. Depp's attorneys filed a response that alleges that Heard is just trying to expedite and force Depp to pay spousal support. Amber is attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse, says his attorney. Depp has not yet directly responded to any of these allegations. But the crazy part is about this is this, when they called, when this was all going down, I guess, over the weekend, Saturday, May 21st, she claims that she was having a conversation with two friends when Depp entered their downtown Los Angeles apartment. As the group of friends began to talk about the recent passing of Depp's mother, which is sad, the actor began obsessing about something that was untrue and became really pissed off, she says in the statement, all right? In an attempt to relieve the situation, Heard began calling a friend who Depp was requesting to speak to, she said. Johnny ripped the cell phone from my hand and began screaming profanities and insults at the friend. And I heard so-and-so yell at me, get the hell out of my house. And then Johnny grabbed the cell phone, wound up his arm like a baseball pitcher and threw the cell phone at me, striking me in my cheek and eye with great force. And then she submitted photos that show this bruised eye as evidence. And Heard says she covered her face and began to cry. And then he charged her and taunted her, allegedly, questioning if the phone actually did hit her. And then he forcibly pulled back my hair, so she says, as I attempted to stand up from the sofa. And then I yelled, call 911 to the person who was still on the cell phone. And that person did call the cops. And the police did show up. But then she did not want to file charges. So, I don't... this is a delicate situation. So this is a domestic violence issue, perhaps, unless you, there's always two sides to the story. Johnny Depp's not having any of it, and neither is his attorney. There was an Instagram photo posted the next day that's been making the rounds, but Amber Heard has her long hair over that eye, so you can't see that eye in any manner, in any way. But it begs to ask the question, why did she not, if you call 911, you have somebody call 911 and the police show up and they said, we will arrest him, we will go get him right now, but she said no. And I think it's one of these things where, as the victim of domestic violence, do you want to speak to this, Lynn? Because I want some female input on this. As a victim of domestic violence, do you think that she felt that it would only make it worse if she were to have him arrested?
You know, it's interesting because often a domestic violence victim will refrain from pressing charges against the perpetrator because on some level they believe they deserve it, or they're afraid of retribution, or they really love and they just don't want that person
to go to jail.
Correct. I'm not so sure this is legitimate, because it would seem that if there's a pattern of domestic violence, we would have heard about it long before now.
Well, they've only been together 15 months.
So maybe it's just emerging?
I don't know. But there's some damning allegations here. And then the two dogs. The
pistol.
Two dogs. Right. Well, this was really strange. So the story that I heard today, the judge ordered Depp, who's currently in Europe, to stay 100 yards away from Heard and granted her exclusive use of their apartment, though Depp was not ordered to pay any temporary spousal support or attorney fees. Along with Heard's filing about the events from Saturday night, the friend who entered the apartment during the argument also submitted her account for the night. And she claimed that Depp slapped her hands away and screamed foul obscenities at her and tried to defend Heard. But anyway, so back to the dogs. I didn't know, and I was watching TMZ before I came here to do the show this afternoon. And according to TMZ, that he was supposed to stay away from the dog. Now, there's two dogs.
Right.
We know that from the whole fiasco in Australia. So is he allowed to see one dog? I don't know. Or as Harvey Levin was saying, is this a typo? Dogs. Why would you let him around one dog?
There's not a specific protection order for Pistol, the dog. But since he's in Amber Heard's possession, Johnny Depp has to stay away from Pistol by default.
Okay, where's the other dog?
What a good question.
Well, maybe he took that one with him. I don't know.
Maybe they have shared custody. No.
Well, in a shared custody, we didn't get that far yet. All right. Well, anyway, so hot mess. And then I guess what makes it even messier is the reviews are not glowing for his new movie. So, we can't always have it right. We shall see. We shall see. Amber Heard claims that Johnny Depp's violence triggered by drug and alcohol abuse. So she alleges.
All will be revealed June 17th.
He has to appear in court.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me see what else we have here when it comes to show business. David Lee Roth. Oh, you'll love this. They're getting back together again? Really?
I sort of know what the next 10 summers are going to bring. Eddie Van Halen aside, those are ups and downs. I don't know when we're going to tour, but I have a sense that we will. I don't know that we're going to record again, when that'll happen, but I have a sense that it's going to happen.
Oh, my God. How do we go from that to that? They're both train wrecks. That's all I can say. That's the only way I can put that pie together. Good God, people. Let me take a look. I want to play you all the fun stuff that I have. Oh, yeah. So the National Spelling Bee, they had a tie for the third year. So here's the first winner.
Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais. Can I have the definition?
Feldenkrais doesn't really have a definition. It is used for a system of aided body movements intended to increase body awareness and ease tension. So I guess that's its definition. That's what it's used for. It's a trademark.
Can I have the language of origin?
It's from a trademark.
No,
Feldenkrais.
You can't.
No. Feldenkrais. Feldenkrais. Feldenkrais.
That's correct.
Holy Feldenkrais, he got it correct. But there was a winner. So that's Nahar Janga. And one of the, how'd this story go? One of the kids was getting in front of the other one and clapping every time the other one got it wrong. It was hysterical to watch. But then this is Jerome Hathwar, correctly spelled this
word. Gesellschaft.
Gesellschaft, may I have the definition?
A rationally developed mechanistic type of social relationship characterized by impersonally contracted associations between persons.
Gesellschaft, is this from a German word?
Yes, it is.
Gesellschaft. Gesellschaft. Gesellschaft.
That is correct.
Yay! And then they were both co-champions. Why didn't they have a spell off? Why did they have to have... I mean, you know, I was thinking, and we were talking about this earlier before the show, I thought all of that feel good, everybody gets a ribbon, everybody gets a statue, everybody's a winner. That I thought that went away somewhere at the beginning of the millennium. What's going on? Is it still here that we have to have co-champions? Fallon was just making fun of it two nights ago. They're changing the rules up so that this doesn't happen again. Sure enough, it happened again. So this is the third year in a row that they had co-champions. It's very easy. You just keep throwing more words until you have a winner. Yeah.
What is this movement that you can't lose, that everybody has to be a winner?
I know. That's what I'm saying. But where's Alex Trebek when we need him?
Exactly.
That's what we need. I never thought that we'd need Alex Trebek for anything other than Jeopardy, but now I know. He should be running the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee. All right, I'm going to take a break and we'll be back with stupid news. Yes, it's time for stupid news. And trust me, I've got a lot of it.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Chile just broke a world record when over 2,300 people took turns playing soccer for more than 120 hours. That's right, 120 hours, and when it was over, the score was still 0-0. We don't get it.
That's crazy. Barn burner.
And the Scripps National Spelling Bee started today, the Spelling Bee. I read that there are new rules to keep the competition from ending in a tie like it was the past 2 years. To make it more challenging, tie-breaking words are now read by Sylvester Stallone. So,
can you use that in a sentence?
And see, he got it right. And then he did that bit on Wednesday night, and sure enough, yesterday, there was a tie. So, yes, maybe he's right, Sylvester Stallone, if Alex Trebek is not available. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Scripps National Spelling Bee finals are in, and Google decided it was a good occasion to figure out the words that this country can't spell correctly. They analyzed millions of searches to figure out what words people in every state have the most trouble spelling, and here are five of the highlights. Most states struggle with desert, more than any other word. It only has one S.
Or it's dessert.
Am I screwing that up? That's dessert. If you add a second one, it becomes desert. I'm screwing this up, aren't I?
No.
So it's desert, and then two S's is dessert.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, good. Boy, that would suck if I really screwed that up.
It's only the first one on the list.
Okay. It's the most misspelled word in California. Oh, well, that would have got me off the hook. But I got it right. Connecticut, Idaho, and Indiana also have problems with desert versus dessert. People in Alaska can't spell Hawaii. But they certainly go there enough.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's a a short flight. It's one of the best things about being on the West Coast, right? Right. People in Arizona and New Hampshire can't spell diarrhea. And they keep searching for it. What does that tell you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And Arizona and New Hampshire, these are two different planets. But they both have something in common. They've got the poops. All right. And they don't know how to spell it. Okay, people in Arkansas, I know it's Arkansas. My buddy lives there. I call it Arkansas. He calls Pennsylvania Pennsyltucky, so it's only fair. Okay, people in Arkansas and Utah have trouble spelling leprechaun. Does that word come up in Arkansas or Utah that often?
No, they never have them.
The leprechaun? This is, hey, you know, there's an algorithm, so it's true. And it's debatable, but we'd say the state that should be the most embarrassed is Ohio because they struggle with the word banana. How do you mess up that one? I don't know. Okay. And then while we're on Google here, they analyze Google searches from the past 12 years to figure out what weird questions people in every state Google more than anyone else. And the results are pretty amazing. I have five of the highlights. Hawaii gets the award for the deepest question, what is the meaning of life? Does Siri still answer that one? Let me find out. Siri, what is the meaning of life?
To think about questions like this.
What the hell?
That was definitive.
Okay. Let me see. That's nice. That was deep. And it's a hell of a battle, but Louisiana gets the award for the shallowest question. When is WrestleMania? Now. You don't want to be known for that. Oh, just for future reference, people, if you're listening, anybody in Louisiana, it's late March or early April. Siri, when is WrestleMania?
Here's what I found on the web for Siri, when is WrestleMania?
Ask someone from Louisiana. Okay. I worry about the people of South Dakota since their most common question is, why is my poop green? Oh, well, let's ask her. Siri, why is my poop green?
Let me check that. Here's what I found on the web for why is my poop green.
Green poop can be worrying as it can be a sign of a more serious underlying problem.
Eating too much grass.
Yes, South Dakota, what the hell's going on? Stop grazing. Eat the meat.
There you are.
Eat the meat. All right. Georgia is wondering, why are my nipples so sore? Oh, should I? I've got to. I just keep putting it away. Why do I do? Siri, why are my nipples so sore?
Interesting question.
That's all I can.
Put the sandpaper gloves away.
Missouri is asking, am I a psycho?
Who's asking?
Siri, am I a psycho?
I can't really say.
That was diplomatic.
Boy, she's really...
kind of blasé.
Yeah, she's really...
not taking
tonight.
Any stands.
Yeah, come on. All right. The dumbest question might come from Kansas is, oh my God, how to make meth? What?
People still don't know.
They haven't figured it out.
Just watch Breaking Bad.
Right, yes.
Exactly.
Do you not have Breaking Bad? What? You don't have Netflix? Come on, people. Texas is, where is the internet? Kentucky, how to make a baby. Oh God,
boy.
Kentucky, really?
That explains some things.
Yeah. South Carolina, where is my phone? These are the weirdest questions asked of Google. And finally, Wyoming gets the award for this funniest question. What is Wyoming?
Moo.
Hold on. Siri, what is Wyoming?
Here's some information.
Well, it's a state.
Cold.
The mountain region of the western United States.
Cold.
A lot of buffaloes. All right, nice. Okay, well, we've covered that. Speaking of television, El Chapo wants his say in Netflix's series about his life, or he's going to sue. Now,
Isn't he in prison forever?
Of course. Yes. Yes. A lawyer representing El Chapo, Guzman, has said that the imprisoned Mexican drug lord will sue Netflix and Univision if they do not obtain his permission to air an upcoming drama series based on his life. The lawyer for about the legal action said it would reflect El Chapo's right to halt the unauthorized commercial use of his name and image, as well as the client's legitimate interest in ensuring the series does not prejudicial to his is not prejudicial. Thank you to his defense against multiple criminal charges. Okay, well, you know what they're saying. Okay, and the senior is not dead, so it's not public property. They need his permission to use his name, his aliases, or his image. And Netflix and Univision announced on May 17th that they will co-produce a series titled El Chapo. The promotional video features an animation that runs through the history of the drug trafficking in Mexico and ends with a portrait of the kingpin in red. So we'll see how that works out for him. I don't know. I would not want to be those guys. Just leave it alone. Oh, and the Heimlich guy. You know the Heimlich? He finally got to do the Heimlich maneuver. The guy who invented the Heimlich maneuver. You know, when people are choking to death, he was, the guy's 96. So he was at a communal dining table, somewhere in Cincinnati. And somebody dashed out of his seat, put his arms around this woman who was choking, pressed her lower abdomen below the rib cage, following his own instructions. After the compressions, the piece of meat flew out of her mouth and she started breathing again. Saved her life.
It's wonderful.
It took him 96 years to get to do his own maneuver. Well, good for him. All right, more on the way, along with the good news on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. But thank you very much. Mucho gracias. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. I want Justin Bieber could be in some hot water here, but I wanted to play something else. And my computer is always naughty at this time of night. What the hell is going on? I just can't seem to get through this last segment. Ugh. Okay. That's why I'm going to do this drunk story in a second. Stand by. Okay. All right. Justin Bieber is in a little bit of trouble because he could be, possibly, and maybe Diplo, a musician named Casey Daniel is suing Justin Bieber for ripping off one of her vocal samples for Sorry, which is, that if you don't know anything about pop music or top 40 or what time it is with Bieber, this is a massive number one song. Massive. Monster. Okay, and she performs under the name Winter Hinterland. And the song, which originally had the sample, is called Ring the Bell. So now, and then I'm going to play, then I'll play Sorry. So we'll play White Hinterland first, Ring the Bell. Oh, hell's bells. It's not going to play. Oh, there. Are you doing that? I know, but I need to get back. You got to go. Let me do something here. Well, it's that opening part. Let me just try something else. Well, thank you very much. I'm just going to go to the drunk story if I don't have my way. I insist. Hang on a second. Don't go anywhere, any people. You're just driving anyway, so. Remember, patience is a virtue. Okay. Now let's try this again, because I think he's going to be saying he's sorry. Because I got to tell you, it's kind of freaky how close this is. All right, now let's try it again. Bring that down. So here's White Hinterland. Okay, now forget that part. Now, here's the opening for Sorry. Yes. What do you think? I mean, here's White Tenderland. Here's Bieber.
Wow.
Somebody could be very sorry.
It's blurred lines was more nebulous than this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And that was the Marvin Gaye family came after Robin Thicke and Pharrell.
And they won
big time, millions, millions. Okay, let's get to the drunk story. Good God, people. Finally, here's a story, a study about how alcohol doesn't make you feel like you're being a deviant binge drinker who's going to drop dead next week and order way too much junk on Amazon. New study just figured out exactly how much fun it is to get drunk. The researchers used data from an app that has people report on how happy they are at different times during the day. And they had 4 years of data from 31,000 people, so it's pretty thorough. They found that on a scale of 1 to 100, someone who's drinking is about 4 points happier than someone who's sober. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but it is significant. They also found that drinking doesn't make good times that much better, but it definitely makes boring times much better. Like when people drank on their commutes or, you know, not driving, okay, or while they were waiting in line, getting drunk made them much happier. There is one catch, though. The happiness boost from drinking is only temporary. And it doesn't make you happier long term. And if you become dependent on alcohol, you'll wind up getting sadder overall.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And broke.
And broke. Well, hopefully not. Oh, this is a good one. Husbands are nagged into good health. See, this is why you need a wife. If you're a naughty boy like me, yes. If you're, are you trapped?
You're that sure.
Yeah. If you're, are you trapped in a desolate, conflict-ridden marriage? Has the love of your life soured the whispered sweet nothings replaced by nagging bitching from a once devoted wife? Well, guess what? Scientists have a dire warning for you. Your sentence to purgatory has been extended. A study has found that men, but not women, in bad marriages are less likely to suffer from diabetes. The researchers believe that they know why. The answer is the power of nagging. Wives are usually much more likely to remind their husbands to quit smoking, to eat healthy, to stop having too much chocolate, to stop, you know, drinking, and to take their medicine the way they're supposed to. And consequently, they live longer.
So the men live longer, they outlive the wives, and then the men goes out and gets a younger partner.
Well, we can do this. This is a pretty tough question, and I want to say my answer is no, but I can't guarantee it. With this survey from Metro, a new survey asked people, if your husband or wife gave you permission to have sex with other people, would you do it? 32% of men said yes versus just 14% of the women. So, yeah, men are more than twice as likely to go for that deal, but the odds are you won't ever have to decide because only 7% of the people say they would suggest that to their husband or wives, and they'd only do it if they were sexually attracted, or if they were not sexually attracted to them anymore. Yes. Oh, and one more while we're on the subject. You probably think that you're pretty good at getting it on because everyone does, but here's a super easy trick to make it even better, and it doesn't require any flexibility or much effort. In fact, it rewards laziness. This study has found that the key to having a good sex life is spooning for about 6 minutes afterwards. That's it. You don't have to go longer than 10 minutes, but you shouldn't go less than 5. Guys just hate that. You know, it's like, women, look, when it's over,
we're just, we like to cuddle.
I know. This is the great thing with, you know, gay guys, right? Because
they like to cuddle too.
Now when it's done, it's done.
Depends.
You can roll over and go to sleep and it's not a hassle. It's like, oh, you didn't cuddle with me. Okay. All right. On that note, I've had enough. And I hope you have had enough, too. And we'll be back Tuesday to make more of the Drex Radio Show. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. John Batchelor is next. Thank you for listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO8.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.